Coming up on Which Way Is Life, get ready for it. Episode number 13, my special Thanksgiving episode with my guest today, Janella McIntyre. So, how to get along at Thanksgiving and navigate the holidays, the five steps to reducing stress, and the one thing that can make your life better today with author and international trainer, Janella McIntyre. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
The one, the only, Janella McIntyre is on the podcast today. Janella McIntyre is an author and international trainer and consultant with a focus on improving the quality of personal and professional living. Her latest book, Five Steps to Reducing Stress, provides an essential strategy built upon understanding stress, taking stock, managing your external environment, and then your internal one, and taking action. Janella, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Oh, well, I kind of do that 24/7. No, I'm a trainer, and that's kind of my life. And outside of that, my husband and I are animal lovers. So, you know, we have many rescue animals, rescue parrots, and that's kind of what we do. We focus on some rescue.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, Janella, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm totally ready.
All right. Okay. Quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today.
That would be a random act of kindness. That's what it would be. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be small, but a random act of kindness, because that will make you feel better. It will make someone else feel better. And it will make anybody who is observing that feel better biochemically.
Easy and simple to do. And you can start today. Well, Janella, this episode is being released on Thanksgiving 2016. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And we're entering the time of year when holiday stress affects many people. So I kind of want to dig into that a little bit. So imagine sitting around the Thanksgiving table, you know, add in a little bit of normal family dysfunction, a little bit of personality conflict there, the recent election here, oh my God, no, too much alcohol, and you've got a recipe for stress, right? So help us out. We want to have a good Thanksgiving. How do we avoid conflict at the dinner table? What do we do?
Well, I think it's having a couple of things. One is having a conscious choice that this is what my focus is. It's to enjoy my time with friends and family. And also to have someone assertively being able to say, okay, that's great, all right, but let's get off that topic for now, and do you want some more turkey or do you want some more potato? So that's what I would do. I just make that conscious choice that some topics we don't want to get into. And this year is a special. You know, it's especially difficult, I mean, because there are hot topics with the election, and it's impacting families, and it's impacting us in Canada, and, well, of course, the world. So definitely think, I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's good advice. I've never heard anyone say, you know, someone should stand up and say, well, we're getting a little off topic here. Let's leave that alone. We can talk about that another day. So it's okay to just go ahead and say that.
Absolutely, and especially when you have a holiday gathering like that. I mean, you can say something as simple as, okay, so if we're going to go down this, you're not getting Christmas pudding. So you can make a very loving but assertive remark about it. And then that's, depending on the response, you can be a little bit more assertive. But I think someone needs to kind of remind everybody what's the focus here. The focus is our time to enjoy and to be thankful. And that's what our focus is.
Now, maybe you can give us a little bit of wording here, a little bit of help. So say you're there and Uncle Bob has had a little too much to drink and he wants to talk politics, right? Mm-hmm. What can you say to Uncle Bob? Can you give us a few words or a couple lines that we can say to deal with Uncle Bob and I don't want to get into politics?
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, if Uncle Bob's had a few drinks, it's going to be a little bit more difficult getting him onto a different track. So what you will need to be more direct and more assertive. And that is simply, you know, just saying, okay, Uncle Bob, appreciate this. However, let's move on to a different topic.
And so does that same strategy work then with the brother or sister or mom or dad who seems to always want to push that hot button or dig up something from the past? They just won't let it go. Mm-hmm. Same thing in those kind of situations?
Yes, and I think that what happens is that we don't guide people enough letting them know what our focus is and B, what's making us uncomfortable. And there are probably for every 8 people maybe sitting around a dinner table, there are 6 that would at least want to get on to something else, but no one may say anything. Or they may say it in such a way that puts the other person in a bit of a defensive position. And so this is where, you know, you want to be lighthearted, but you also want to be clear, gentle, but direct. And it's not a scolding, and it's really not saying we don't want to do this, but we could say, let's move on to this. You know, what I'd like to talk about is this, or, yeah, you know, acknowledgement. This is, yep, it's a big topic, and it's a big event. So how about we look at this? You can also ask a person a question. So if Uncle Bob's had a few drinks, you might even ask a question and say, you know what, I hear that you're retiring in a year. How's that going? What are you looking forward to it? So you can also distract the person by asking them a question, especially about something that you have a sense that they will want to talk about.
Well, that's a very good strategy and a very good way to redirect the conversation. People like to talk about themselves. People like to be asked what's going on in their life. So that's a really good strategy. And I would imagine the same thing holds true for, like I said, the mom or the dad or the brother that pushes the hot button. You know, well, you know, if you would have stayed in college, maybe you wouldn't be. So I guess it's okay then. What you're saying, Janelle, is that, you know what? I really don't want to talk about that. Obviously, that still bothers you that I didn't do this thing that you thought I should do, but maybe we could talk about that later. But for now, let's just enjoy the moment together. And I see that you've added a new something in the house and kind of yes, I have. Thank you. And redirect the conversation that way. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes. And if it's something about yourself, so for example, if you didn't go to college, then one of the things that I ask people to do is just don't take the bait, don't take the bait, don't take the bait. So although one strategy is to redirect it, if it's about me and this has been a sort of a bone of contention, a past, it's good just to not reply. And maybe you can, you know, you might just say, okay, you know, Bob, how is things? And you don't even reply to that. And so you don't take the bait, you don't take the bait, you don't take the bait.
Well, that's good. So don't take the bait and then redirect that conversation again. So those are really good tips. So thank you for sharing, and hopefully somebody can use those if they find themselves in that situation. So navigating stress at work is a whole other ballgame. So what about the holiday party? Maybe having to mingle with people you may not know well, or what to say to the big boss, or being tempted by alcohol. Can you give us some holiday work party stress reducers?
Part of me would hope that the organization itself, because I work a lot with them, organizations, that they'd have some guidelines around the holiday parties, you know, things that you do and don't do. Having said that, that's a pretty big gray area for most people. And again, I think this is about pre-planning. It's about understanding that, okay, if I'm going to have some wine or if I'm going to have a few drinks tonight, and you know, Sarah Smith is somebody who is really, really hard to get along with, you know, I'm going to make a conscious choice. I'm not going to engage her. I'm not going to talk with her in a negative fashion. But you have to do this before you've had the few drinks, and you have to consciously know where are my limits and where are my boundaries, and what am I willing to do and what am I not willing to do.
Pre-planning, I think, mm-hmm. is a really good point in keeping that professional level, especially at work. And I'm wondering if that pre-planning, I think that covers a lot of things, that pre-planning even for your family at Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas or however you celebrate the holidays. Mm-hmm. Janella, is it okay to go to that mom or that brother and sister? And you know they always bring it up every year. They push that hot button, that pre-planning. Do you go to them right up front and go, you know, every year we kind of get into this thing. You're unhappy with this part of my life and you always needle me and dig me about it. Can we not do that this year? Can we just stay off that? If you want to talk about it next Tuesday, fine. But can we just leave it alone for tonight? Is that a good strategy to have?
I think it's a great strategy if we do it in such a way that honors the person. So we want to say, you know, just acknowledge that. You know, in the past mm-hmm. years, we've had this conversation, and admittedly, it's got a little heated. And I'm thinking that this year would be nice if we didn't get into that. And, you know, if there are things that are still kind of frustrating you about what's happened between us or something that I've done, let's talk about it after. And so
I would
stay away from all inflammatory words like, I know, you know, I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do that. Tell them what you want them to do and say, let's just stay away from that this year. How let's not talk about that this year, because I'd really like to just enjoy my time with you.
And do it with respect, like you say, mm-hmm. instead of a snotty attitude. You know, every year you bring this up, do it with respect. So mm-hmm. I think that's great advice. Now let's talk about holiday blues, which is kind of on the other spectrum. Mm-hmm. That too can be very stressful, the holiday time of year. How can somebody deal with holiday blues? It's stressed mm-hmm. out by that.
Well, one of the steps that I have in my 5 steps to managing stress is to manage the external. And by that I mean it's a really good idea as we move into the holiday season and is to understand where your supports are and who your supports are. So for example, mm-hmm. if it's, you know, if you're by yourself at Christmas, what are you going to do if you've lost a family member over the course of the year? You know, you will need to acknowledge that this is going to be difficult and find mm-hmm. and take advantage of the people who are around you and who want to support you. I think it's worse if we don't reach out and just try to ignore it and get through it, because it can be a very long day otherwise. And also, be mindful that the rest of the world is appearing as if everything is happy, everything is great, and that's a wonderful thing to aim for. And thank goodness we have at least one opportunity in our year to really focus on that. But I think we also have to be realistic. So I would need to know that, wait a second, you know, I may be alone or I may have lost someone. Or the reality is this is a day. This is a day like any other. And how am I going to celebrate it? How am I going to engage my support systems before, during, and after?
So again, that pre-planning and putting thought into it and understanding who your support mm-hmm. system is and leaning on that support
yep.
system when you need to. So
absolutely.
Again, I think that's really important to remember. So in your latest book, Janella, 5 mm-hmm. Steps to Reducing Stress, you know, I imagine these tips can help anyone at any time. So can you quickly share with us your 5 tips? Can you just quickly bring us through
yep.
those?
Sure, absolutely. So step number 1 is to acknowledge stress. You understand it, you know what happens to your body, you also acknowledge the signs of stress arising in you, so low, medium, high stress. And the point of that is not to ignore it. So if you have a broken leg, we get help. So if I'm feeling stressed, it's as physiological as a broken leg. So I need to know that that it's important, don't ignore it. And the step number 2 is to take stock. What is it about my environment, perhaps on a patterned basis, perhaps in this one instance, what is triggering the stress response, which is simply a real or perceived threat? And it doesn't matter if it's real or perceived. It's the same thing. So mm-hmm. getting some idea about how and why I'm responding to some things in a more stressful way than others. So know myself. The third one, I say step number 3, is the, I like to do the easiest part first. So look into my external environment. Where do I have an energy drain? It might be that closet. It might be cleaning out something so I feel like things are fresh. It might be finding out who my support systems are. It might be engaging a supervisor to help with a conflicting relationship. So outside myself, what can I do? What do I need to focus on? It could be your environment. It could be your relations with people. And then this, the fourth step is really the one that most people think about when we manage stress, which is to change how you respond to the situation or change your internal. And that ranges everything from learning how to be resilient, and you take this from knowing yourself well, maybe changing your beliefs, perhaps thinking about a different way to perceive a situation or to perceive a situation. And so step number four is changing how I think, how I feel, and what I'm doing. And it also could be a lifestyle change. And then step number five is to take action. And that's the hardest part for a lot of people. And I know it was for me when I was in a very difficult time. I would find it very difficult to even think about doing anything. And I would joke with my participants in workshops and say, you know, I'm the fittest person in Manitoba. In my mind, I haven't done anything about it yet. So it's to take one small step, one small action that sets the dominoes in action.
So that's the hardest one, then, that taking action. I think you just said it, but maybe you could just explain a little further. How do we start? I know I need to do it, but I just can't do it. So is it just, okay, small action first, and then it gets a little easier, a little easier, a little easier? Is that how it works?
Yes. And the key, the one thing that's unique about my book is that I ask people to think about their stress reduction style. So some people need to feel better, so it's called the emotional switch. They need to feel better in order to think better and in order to take action. Some people need to reframe what they're thinking, have a plan B, so that they can feel better, so that they can take action. And other people will go out and maybe work out or do something physical so that they can think clearer, so that they can feel better. So I call them the access points, and part of what people explore in the book is, what's my biggest bang for my buck of time? What do I need to do? How can I interrupt the stress response most quickly so that I can take that action and start somewhere?
That is just good common sense. And I love some of your terms, energy drain. I love that. We all know what it is. God, this person or this thing that I do or whatever, energy drain. And I love the stress reduction style. So I love your phrases and how you put that. And then taking action. It's so important because the other steps, 1 through 4, mean nothing if you don't take action, right?
Exactly. And when you ask me that wonderful question, what is one thing a person could do today? And if a person was feeling very overwhelmed and said, okay, you know what? I'm going to smile today for 2 minutes, which will give me some facial feedback and change my endocrine profile, change my brain chemistry. That's not what they're thinking, but they're thinking, if I smile for 2 minutes, okay, I don't feel like that. So maybe what I do is I smile at someone, or I see something inspirational on YouTube, or I help somebody today. That's the random act of kindness. You will feel different.
And it's easy to do, and you can do it right now. So if you're on a bus and you're listening, you got iTunes on, you got the headphones on, and you're listening, you can do that. And look for that random act of kindness. Actively look for it, right? And
actively
when the opportunity presents, do it.
Yeah.
And start feeling better.
When you notice other people, then you're out of your own headspace.
That's important too.
Yeah.
So, Janelle, I ask all of my guests similar questions, and one of them is about joy and how, you know, I think a lot of people don't have a lot of joy in their life, or they don't know how to discover joy, or I just want people to have more joy in their life. I'm not sure. So let me ask you this. How can we experience more joy in our lives on a regular basis?
I have a phrase that's, when in doubt, hug the dog. and so I think it's looking, it's enjoying the simple thing. Mindfulness, for example, enjoying that meal that someone cooked for me, or I'm going out, enjoy the flavor. If there's a blue sky, enjoying the beautiful sky. If there's cloudy sky, beautiful clouds. So it's literally just taking a moment and appreciating where you are and things outside yourself that will give you more perspective.
Well, again, so it sounds like it's that paying attention again. It's that active observation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up, we're going to get the high five from Janella McIntyre. And if I could ask you one quick favor, my Which Way Is Lifers, after the interview with Janella, just quickly go over to iTunes and rate and review the show. If you could do that for us, it helps us gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. As if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I always say, I do this because I want people to live a better life. I want them to improve their life. I want them to find more joy in their life. And if we can do that, we make the world a better place. I know that sounds goofy, but that's how I feel. So if you could rate and review the show on iTunes after the interview with Janella, and I would appreciate that. The High Five with Janella is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of, yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with Janella McIntyre, my guest today. Janella, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Question number one.
Yes.
What's a quick stress reliever you can share?
Smile. If you smile, facial feedback, you'll feel better. You don't have to mean it. Just smile.
Simple, easy, free, smile. Do it now. Question number two. Knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self? Looking back at that younger Janella and what you know about life today, what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to pay attention to the strengths. And I would take some advice from Wayne Dyer that said, work to be independent of even the good opinions of others. So use your strengths and walk your path.
Mm-hmm. Question number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
My favorite book of all time is Autobiography of a Yogi. It's interesting. It looks at life a different way. And the main character, of course, the Paramahansa Yogananda, is someone who is about love and about joy.
And we'll put a link to that book on the show notes page. Question number four, mm-hmm. You just dropped a great quote on us. Would you have another quote you can share with us? Maybe another favorite quote?
I do, because it comes up in work a lot, and I like to see the positive spin on it. So my favorite quote is, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So I think there's a neat thing in there about not taking ourselves so seriously and staying focused on other people.
Mm-hmm. And question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To help others.
And you get that back twofold, right? When you help somebody else, you feel it right back.
You do. Absolutely.
It's that great act of random kindness again. Well, Janella, thank you so much. I've so enjoyed having you on today on my special Thanksgiving episode. How can we connect with you? How can we find your books? All that other stuff. Tell us how we can connect with you.
I think the easiest way is through my website, which is Janella, www, of course, JanellaMcIntyreBooks.com. Or my company's name is Partners in Discovery. So it's www.partnersindiscovery.com. indiscovery.com.
Janella, thank you again so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and appreciate the focus of your show. We need that so much in this world.
So nice of you to say. Thank you again, Janella. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. There, I'm dropping one of my own favorite quotes on you. Thank you again for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life? Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I can ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people like you to the show. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps the show gain more visibility. And please leave a review. Tell me what you're interested in. Tell me what concerns you. And it may find its way into a future episode of Which Way Is Life. We are produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook. Just search Which Way Is Life. Make sure you hit me up there. Again, if you can subscribe on iTunes, I would appreciate it. And check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.